We got a cop in the house here. We got Big Jim Frank.
Do you happen to have an extra lanyard for me? I asked Joe to get me a credential, but I don't have one for tomorrow. I did. I can.
Terrell still gives up the reversal there as Nichols did take down. He gets a 2-point reversal to extend his lead 9-6. Terrell's got to find a way to get up and get out here, Joe. I know those Wayne of Cordons are good at the throws from their feet and going feet to back, but it looks like if he don't get out of here, he's going to go to his back, and he's giving up. Well, he had a one count. There's a two count. Terrell's on his back now. A lot of time left. 1:26 against Nichols.
All right.
Nichols is 40-10 on the year.
Well, Hammes is underway at 132 pounds, and he gets a little bit out of position here on a single leg, and it's going to be a takedown, 2-point takedown for Moorfeld at 132 pounds. Pickens, Zach Hammes trails now 2-0, just underway first period. Hammes with a sit out, 132 pounder from Pekin, works that into a stand up. Good drop down on the leg by Moorfeld. Moorfeld keeps control in the edge of the mat and is kind of stymieing Hammes's efforts there as they're going off the mat. Good job there by Moorfeld turning him back in. Hammes with the stand-up try.
Got 43 seconds left here in Terrell's match. He is down 11-6.
Moorfeld for Lisbon trying to arm bar. Nice stand-up, though, by Hammes, and Hammes is going to get loose. 2-1 the score as we go off the mat. 45 seconds left in the first period. 2-1, Hammes from Pekin,
Joe,
trailing.
I don't want to burst your bubble here, but I don't know what match you're calling.
Calling match number five, mat number five.
11-29.
Zach Hammes against Ryan Moorfeld from Lisbon on the Johnston mat.
Right. Yeah, I was trying to look for Tay Van Dyne, 11-28. I guess he's on mat number three.
He's mat three.
He's on mat number three. We've got a couple of Wayne of Cordon. And Tay Van Dyne goes down by fall. And Terrell goes down by a score of 14-6.
Van Dyne got pinned in the first period there.
So that ends the Wayne of Cordon Falcons. All three wrestlers go down in the second match. But what a good showing by the Wayne Falcons here. Three good quality wrestlers.
And I couldn't tell you when the last time they had a wrestler here. But right now, Zach Hammes goes into the second period trailing 4-1. He got taken down right at the end of that second period. So he trails 4-1. And Albia wins their game against Williamsburg. Billytown goes down to defeat 53-51. Cade Crawl had 17. Trent Garver 15. Blake Chance with 13. They will play the winner between Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Pekin this Tuesday night in Oskaloosa. So congratulations, Coach Archer, and your Albia Blue Demon boys basketball team. You win by two tonight. Wire-to-wire win for Albia over Williamsburg in Eddyville. All right, right now we got Zach Hammes on his feet. He trails now 4-1, trying to bust out of here, make it 4-2. They give him the escape as they go off the mat. 4-2 for Zach Hammes from Pekin. So Pekin getting a little bit of basketball play tonight. They're playing EBF. So playoffs continue.
We're going to have Drake Harbison of Pekin. He's going to be out here next on the next mat called, and he's going to be taking on Matthew Wittstock of East Union. Afton, another senior, 34-10, and Harbison 8-3 on the year. So hopefully Harbison can keep his run going.
Oh, here's Moorfeld right now in on a deep single leg against Hammes, and Hammes trying to work a wizard to get out of it, but he is going to get out of it with potentially dangerous. Got in on the knee there, and official stops that action, and that's good luck for Hammes. He could tie it up with the takedown right here. Second period with a minute to go. Hammes is on his feet. He's gotten a couple of escapes to go with a couple of takedowns by Moorfeld. The escapes were contested, and so were the takedowns. Hammes now working in the center of the mat with pummel. They're going with a collar tie right now. Hand control here by Moorfeld. Stymies a single leg shot by Hammes. Now Hammes gets back, gets separation. Reaching out, keeping him at arm's length is Moorfeld. Moorfeld from Lisbon. Hammes from Pekin. There are 30 seconds left in the second period with a Lisbon lead of 4-2. Hamas right now tries to put two on one, get hand control. Wrestlers are right at the center of the mat. Hamas with the red and black Pekin Panther singlet, the Black Panther on the back of the red singlet. Lisbon, the big L-I-S-B-O-N down the spine of the singlets. A couple of wrestlers out here doing battle.
Drake Harbison's underway here on mat number four, into almost a scramble situation right out of the bat, but Harbison's got the inside leg in, but his opponent, Matthew Wittstock's got a leg covered. Scramble situation, still no score. Nope. Maybe just hope for a stalemate and start fresh back on your feet.
Pekin is very busy tonight wrestling here at Wells Fargo.
Harbison, if he can come up and lift and turn around, he's going to get a two-point takedown here.
Hamas will, at 132 pounds, Hamas will cover Lisman's Moorfeld to start the third period. Moorfeld does a swim out and gets the escape to make the score 5-2. Pekin's Hamas trails.
Harbison got the stalemate like I expected. Start fresh in here. Wittstock goes into a far side carry, gets a two-point takedown right now, and leads with 1 minute remaining by a score of 2-0. Wittstock with a nice far side carry. Nothing Harbison could really do to stop it. He needs to find a way to build his base, get hand control, get to his feet, and not keep this thing within one.
At 132 pounds here at Wells Fargo, consolation elimination match. It's a takedown for Moorfeld and a nice little duck under. He caught Zach Hamas a little bit flat-footed. Hamas was trying to work a single leg on the other side, and he just scooped down and got behind for the two-point takedown. He's got a five-point lead now over Hamas with a minute to go, and he's trying to work a chicken wing on Hamas with the five-point lead, 7-2. So Hamas from Pekin working hard and trying to avoid going down here in this second round. But now a chicken wing by Moorfeld, and it's going to be back points for Moorfeld. He's a little bit out of position, and maybe Hamas can roll through, but he's going to get a couple back points out of this deal. So they call that a three-point near fall. Makes the score 10-2 with 24 seconds left at 132 pounds. Hamas in trouble for Packwood.
Harbison getting rode hard by Wittstock at the end of the period. Harbison couldn't even hardly get to his base. Wittstock leads by a score of 2-0, and Harbison is going to go right back and go down. So he's got to have a good first move here, Joe, to get up to his feet and try to get away from Wittstock. And he does, tries to hit a switch and tries to come up to his feet, but Wittstock does a nice job of keeping, staying close and tight behind him, and now has him broke down again and has wrist control.
Well, your final at 132 pounds, it is Zach Hamas' day and season being ended here at Wells Fargo. The junior winds up with a great record and a great run. I want to congratulate AJ and the whole Hamas family. And Zach, good showing, great season. And I'm sure we'll see Zach up here next year at Wells Fargo looking to climb that medal stand.
Yeah, Harbison did a nice job, got the escape. He's in on, and he gets a takedown right here. Now he leads by a score of 3-2. A minute 19 left. Did a nice job on the takedown, got in deep and come in from behind to get the two. Now he's going to find a way to take Wittstock back to the mat, or he's going to get called for stalling. He's got to make an attempt here. And he just kind of lets him go. Now we're in a 2-2 deadlock. Wittstock right back in on a single leg. Harbison trying to come in the crotch and prevent him from coming around. In a scramble situation where Whitlock has a leg, Harbison has him covered around the hips. And so I'm guessing this is going to end up in a stalemate situation, and it does. They're going to come back to the center. We're going to be on our feet.
Been a lot of good wrestling here coming for you today, folks. This is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We brought you bonus coverage via Larry Achenbach in Albia on the text line, and it was a 53-51 win for Albia tonight over Williamsburg. Billytown tastes the Blue Demon Wrath in Eddyville's gym, and Blue Demon boys basketball is the winner today. They advance. They're going to play the winner of EBF and Pekin.
Another stalemate here. Wittstock was on the leg again. Harbison does a nice job of coming around cover and not to give up the two. Causes the stalemate.
3-3.
Back on their feet.
Is that a 3-3 score? Or my eyes?
Nope, your eyes are good. 3-3, but 2 seconds left here. One, and we're going to go into the third period. Dog knotted here, 3-3. Whitstock of East Union versus Harbison of Pekin. Pekin trying to get one of those guys advanced on to the till tomorrow.
Let's see, at 52, Keaton Bayon won, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
You beat Bo Geist from
Logan.
Yes,
he did. Our next, we'll have Ethan Elliott, I-35, and Alec Henderson of Southeast Warren at 152 will be coming up.
And then we'll have Keaton Baker at 160.
Ethan Elliott, he is going to be bout number 1140. So Elliott is on mat number 7.
He's going up against Winthrop or Bedford?
Should be Bedford Lennox. Nate Briggs of Bedford Lennox. Harvest is still on a 3-3 dog knot here. Riding Whitstock tough. Almost half of the third period gone. Harbison trying to find a little tilt here to get him tilted to get a two count. And it is close to a count. He's getting a little out of position, getting a little high. He's trying to throw those legs in and get it. He's trying to get that half Nelson in and get him turned.
I think if he get his legs out and tee out, I think he might be able to get leverage and get a get an air fall here. We got a potentially dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, a couple of takedowns for Elliott over here against a couple of escapes, and he leads 4-2. And that is a 145-pound match on the Constellation side. It's Bedford Lennox trailing 2 over Ethan Elliott, I-35 Truro, 4. Oh. And now Elliott goes feet to back and pins Briggs from Bedford Lennox on a hip toss in the first period.
Harbison got in a little trouble, got high, threw the legs in, getting a little high. Still no score here in another scramble situation, which has been the majority of this match. Whitstock trying to come up and get a reversal. Harbison just trying to stay in decent position, not to give anything up, and he does a nice job, comes back around.
Oh, he could get a splatter right here. He's got it set up. If he could just trust the move. But
Whitstock's come up and he's got
that head.
Around the head, but still there's no control.
Potentially dangerous with that head being grabbed. Nothing but the head being grabbed. And I tell you what, this would be a heck of a ride. If he can ride him for 2 more seconds, I'd like his chances to win this thing, Harbison from Pekin, in overtime.
And we're going to have Alex Henderson that should be up on mat number 7 as well, Joe. He's going to be taking on Caleb Wilson of Denver.
Southeast Warren versus Denver on mat number 7. That's the same mat where you just saw Ethan Elliott from I-35 Truro put the thumping on Nate Briggs from Bedford Lennox. A first period pin for Elliott. A feet to back hip toss. And it was count the lights for his opponent.
Okay, so we are in overtime here with Harbison and Whitstock. Whitstock in on a single leg.
This is Harbison, sudden victory.
Sudden victory. Harbison trying to fight it off. Does have the inside leg in. If he can cover and get behind an arm and put in an Oklahoma, he should get 2.
I think he's got 2 right now. He's got 2 right now. That's 2.
That should be 2. That should be 2.
Right there is 2. He's behind the arm.
There is 24 seconds left. I'm not sure what the official's waiting on, but that is a 2-point takedown.
That is a takedown all the way.
He is behind the arms. He has covered a leg.
I don't know what he's waiting for either. There it is. He finally gave it to him with 10 seconds to go. We watched that takedown occur 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, all right, 15, 20 seconds ago. Yes.
Well, congratulations, Harbison. You got that takedown, and you win by sudden victory. And no amount
Or did he call? Wait a second.
Did he?
He called stalemate.
Oh, my goodness.
He called stalemate. How could he have called stalemate?
He didn't know what he was doing. There's a single leg in there by the... Okay, we're gonna go to overtime then. We'll go.
That hints the reason why Kevin Cochran decides he's gonna be in the stripes next year.
Well, I mean that just baffles me. Joe, he had the inside leg in,
and he covered it.
He was
got behind the arm.
Behind both arms.
Yeah, that was a 2-point takedown. All right, well, Southeast Warren is...
they call that, it's a funky leg is what they call it, because it's that outside leg that's on the inside of the guy. But, you know, as I sit here and start looking at these officials, I think I have... My kids give me heck for losing my hair, but I think I have too much hair to be an official. I look down here, that's all I see is bald heads down there officiating.
Easy there. It's genetic.
Well, if that's the case, then Joe Sinclair should be wearing the stripes.
Have you heard him call a match? I'm not sure. So we are in the first tiebreaker. Harbison holding on, gets the stalemate call. I think Harbison, my personal opinion, Harbison got screwed in the sudden victory. Should have had a takedown. So hopefully this ends up the way it needs to happen. Harbison's done a nice job of throwing those legs in. He got a little too high a couple times. End of the period. Now all Harbison has to do is get out and not get taken down with 30 seconds left. It's a 3-3 tie. This is the second tiebreaker. Harbison's got to find a way to get up and out.
He's up on his feet.
He is up on his feet. Wittstock does a nice job taking him back to the mat, but he tries switching him.
He's
going to
get
the one, but you keep wrestling. You keep wrestling here. They're in the center of the mat. A takedown would win this. There's still 17 seconds left. Harbison's got to be careful. Wittstock trying in on a shot.
Trying to spin around behind there and get the 2 points.
The clock's ticking down. 3-2-1-0. And Harbison wins the match. And he should have won the match. He had a takedown in sudden victory. But we're not the officials. We're not making the official calls. But I'm glad to see that match come out the way it did, because Harbison deserved to win that match. We still got Alec Henderson over there. He leads by a score of 1-0. Joe, I'm going to have to get your binoculars out. I think that's the second period. As we're bringing you the Harbison match. Yeah, there's 59 seconds left here in the second period. Henderson leads by a score of 1-0 against his Denver Tripola opponent. And the Denver Tripola does a nice job with a little leg tap, gets the takedown. And now Henderson is trailing by a score of 2-1. 44 seconds left, plenty of time to get up and out. As they come back to the center of the mat. Whistle blows. Henderson gets right up to his feet. He's taking on Caleb Wilson of Denver.
Wilson
Denver
does
takes
a nice job of mat
return. Yeah, taking
there.
Him back to the mat. Maybe trying to turk him and get some near fall out of it, but Henderson does a nice job staying based out. Trying to get rid of wrist control. But he's got them legs kind of Z'd up there, Travis, and having a hard time building that base. Now he's got him broke loose, gets to his base. Wilson puts a leg in. 7 seconds left here. I believe it's going to be Wilson's choice here in the third period. We need to also be on the lookout. Luke Jones, 160, should be up here probably somewhere. He's 11:46. He's on mat number 8 from Central Decatur. We also have Caden Baker of Pekin. He is up on mat number 4.
Well, I'll bring you the Baker match here on mat number 4. Caden Baker from Pekin. He is in a 2-1 contest. He is the 2, and he's trying to turn that into a 4. They're off the edge of the mat. It is the first period. 51 seconds remain in that 160-pound elimination match here.
Well, back to Henderson. Wilson did get his choice, and he went down. He gets the escape on Henderson and now leads by a score of 3-1. We have a minute 29 remaining here in the third period. Alec Henderson of Southeast Warren trails. Needs to find a way to get a takedown here. The only scoring has been the escape by Henderson and an escape and a takedown by Wilson. A lot of hand fighting, a lot of moving here, but no action. No shots are being taken. We're getting down to the final 60 seconds here. Henderson's got to take Wilson down. And he...
Over to 160. Baker still leads 2-1. Final seconds in the first period. It's Baker on top, 2-1 over Hagen from West Hancock.
Well, Henderson got nailed, got warned for stalling. And both the wrestlers were doing the same thing. Henderson in on a shot now, trying to get a shot here. A little too far out. He needs to regroup. He's got a... He's got the arm locked up, but gives it up and gets taken down by Wilson. Now trails by a score of 5-1.
We have at 160 pounds, Baker from Pekin is covering Hagen, and Hagen gets a stand-up escape, and that ties this match up 2-2.
Well, Henderson does a nice job getting back to his feet and getting the escape. He's got to find a way to get a takedown and go feet to back here with about 15 seconds left in the match. I don't believe Wilson has been warned for stalling, so which makes it even tougher. Henderson is going to go down in defeat as the clock rolls down, 2-1-0. He's going to lose 5-2 to Wilson. Henderson...
Well, I will keep it right here with you folks at 160 pounds where Caden Baker from Pekin, your Pekin Panther, is on his feet in a 2-2 tie at 160 pounds against Hagen from West Hancock. Hagen right now in on a single leg. Good sprawl there by Baker. Now Hagen in on a double leg shot, and a good job there by Hagen getting underneath of the arms, stops the momentum, tries to get down on a single leg of his own, and it's still second period. 49 seconds to go. The wrestlers are on their feet. Neither wrestler able to get the takedown there in that scramble. Now Hagen with hand control on Baker. Baker from Pekin trying to get his hand free in this collar tie. He does. Puts the thumb in the shoulder of Hagen. Now Hagen tries to come in here with a fireman's carry. Good sprawl there by Baker. Baker sprawls him out. Works through with a whizzer. Tries to get around behind with 21 seconds to go. He's got the front headlock in. Baker's got the front headlock in. Works it around, tries to spin behind and work an outside cradle, but a good stand-up there. Got himself up off the mat by Hagen and is able to stop that scoring attempt by Baker. And now we're off the mat with 5 seconds to go in the second period, all tied up 2-2.
Hey, Luke Jones from Central Decatur hit a nice takedown feet-to-back move against Chance Rice at Colfax Mango and gets the pin there in the second period. For Central Decatur, it's a big win by Luke Jones, the senior, 44-9 at this point with that win, and he'll be wrestling tomorrow.
I think we got a match on mat three that we want to look at. Is that Colby Page?
Yeah, Colby Page of Southeast Warren, 182 pounds.
Yep, he's
on mat three.
Tie on their green leg band. They're getting ready to get underway there. We got blood timeout here, so we can give that all to you. 160-pounder. Caden Baker.
Bob Donnelly, the official. These guys, I think when they were leaned over to shake hands, were the same height as Bob Donnelly.
There's cleaning up the blood on mat number four at the 160-pound match. That's Hagen versus Baker. Pekin versus West Hancock.
We got into both guys were locked up in a throw situation. And Colby Page comes out on top. He does get the takedown right there on the edge of the mat. So he leads by a score of 2-0 with only 20 seconds into the match.
Looks like he's favored a hand there a little bit, though.
Well, he's got a couple fingers taped there. I don't know if he jammed one or what, but it sure as heck is not affecting his wrestling as he gets him. He's taking him to his back. He's got him on his back. He's got the, well, he's got at least a two. He got the two count. His opponent, Carter Murray, does get out and gets 1 point escape. So now we got a 4-1 score.
Nope, they're... Yeah, that's an escape. Over 160 pounds, we're back in action. We're going to start the third period, a 2-2 tie. Hagen covering Baker. Hagen from West Hancock with a 2-2 tie against Baker from Pekin. 160-pounders. The winner of this one goes on. Loser goes home. So... Bacon from Pekin, or Baker from Pekin. Was making some bacon.
Colby Page had a nice shuck by, almost took him to his back, got in trouble, almost a defensive pin, and somehow it does not end up on top. It gives up a takedown only. And now we're at a 4-3 score, still with 50
seconds.
He's going
to roll out of that. Still got a good match going for you here, third period. 160-pounders. We've got a stalemate. No change in the score. It's Baker being covered by Hagan. Peeking in the down position. I like his chances here. He can bust out of there and get an escape with 2 seconds to go and call that a 3-2 win.
We have been, I have seen some funky positions for these 182-pounders as Page is going to give up a, I'm trying to see what he's got signaled here, a three-point near fall. And now Page has got the reversal and got him on his back here, and now he's getting a count. So we're at a 6-6 tie right now, but Page is getting back points, and he's going to get a three count. There has been a lot of action here in the first period at this 182-pound match. 2-1, we come to the end, and it is a 9-6. Nope, another 2 points awarded, 11-6 in favor of Colby Page from Southeast Warren.
And hey, we got an escape for Baker, and he's going to try to get around and get a 2-point takedown. He does, and then gives up an escape, and now a bulldog move in there by Hagan, and they're off the mat. So after that flurry, it was escape, takedown, escape. So the wrestlers will be on their feet with 52 seconds to go. We'll leave it right here. It's a 5-3 advantage for Baker from Pekin. He leads this one 5-3 with 47 seconds to go. He can stall it out or he can go in there and have a nice aggressive move. Oh, Hagan with a nice double leg shot in there. Good sprawl by Hagan. Now Hagan keeping the pressure on. Now Baker trying to get inside position. Hagan drops down to a single. Baker drops down with him. This is the third period. 29 seconds remain. Hagan trying to get a takedown for West Hancock and tie this thing up. Baker trying to stop that in advance. He's got the 2-point lead. Needs to be careful for stalling. He does get warned for stalling here. He's going to have to keep that up because if he gets called for stalling again, it'll be a point. But there's only 12 seconds to go. Now he's got pressure put on. I do believe he's going to get a stall call again because that's a little bit of a flea in the mat. If I was the official, I would call that against Pekin, but you know what? With 2 seconds to go, he's got it to give, and it will be a Pekin win. Way to go, Baker. He is pumped up. He got the job done against Hagan from West Hancock. Back to you with Southeast Warren.
Hey, man, we have, again, we just got in a situation where I thought we was going to give up back points. They called it a stalemate. Page looked like he was going to get points. There has been a lot of what I would almost look like 120-pound wrestling out of these 182-pounders. But Page still leads by a score 11-6. He's trying to put the legs in. He's trying to get him turned. A minute 15 left here in the second period, and these big boys have scored 17 points already between the two of them.
Man, we've had it. Good ones. I think we got Evan Mann from Pleasantville coming up pretty soon in match 11:59. That's two matches away.
We have Mason Jewell.
Mason Jewell's 11:57. He's out there on the mat right now, mat number four. Yeah, that's the one that just got done. So the Pekin coaches, they didn't even have to move. Got right back there on the same mat.
Another stalemate here for Page. Just eating time off the clock.
All right, Mason Jewell's on the mat. He is there at 195 pounds for Pekin. Ooh, nice duck under there by...
Hey, I'm going to bring it here. Page has Murray on his back, well, and then off his back, the way this whole match has been. But he does get a three-point near fall to extend his lead 14-6. He's getting him on his back again. He's getting near fall points here. And now Murray flips him over, gets a reversal, and has Page on his back. And he's going to get a three-point near fall. If he can,
Page needs to get off his back. He got
Page
pinned.
Gets pinned.
He was ahead 13-16 after that move.
16-8. 16-8.
Well, it'd been 3-point near fall. 16-11. That's poor old Page.
Man, but that's the way that whole match went.
10 seconds left in the match. No, that was only in the second period.
Only in the second period, but that was the way the whole match went. One guy was on his back. They'd flip him over, get him on his back, near fall, this way, this way. Page just got caught at the wrong time.
And speaking of getting caught, Mason Jewell's caught in a double chicken wing right now against Cameron Reddick from Wilton. And Reddick from Wilton came out here like he was upset about something that happened in the first round, and he pins Mason Jewell in the first period. Call that in 1 minute and 13 seconds. Jewel from Pekin. Just a freshman. He'll be back. He'll remember that.
Now up on mat number three, we're going to have Evan Mann of Pleasantville. Trying to see who he's taking on.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening in here. We've got Iowa High School wrestling action for you here. It's the state championships. This is Class 1A consolation elimination matches. We brought you the 2A first thing this morning, Class 3A this afternoon, and now it's the Class 1A wrestlers here. We've had great action for you that we'll recap when the action is stopped. But the Moravia Mohawks did well. Pekin Panthers are holding their own. Saw a nice showing here today from the folks at Wayne of Corden. Brought some wrestlers for the first time in a while. So it's a good day here for wrestling in Iowa on 96.7 KIIC. We got the live stream going on KIICradio.com. So glad that you're joining us here for this live wrestling action. Thanks very much for tuning in. And we've got another at least half hour of good wrestling for you here. So don't go anywhere, folks. We've got Evan Mann from Pleasantville. He's going to be out here.
He's out here. He's on his back against Wes Geiser and gets pinned. Wes Geiser, who is 42-1 coming into the tournament, got beat first round by a kid with 12 losses, and I'd call that an upset. Geiser is the number two ranked wrestler on the, or number three ranked wrestler on the year, and wrestles Chad Clark in the wrestle back and gets the fall in the first period. Tough draw for Chaz Clark.
Chaz Clark or Evan Mann? Evan Mann.
Oh, I'm sorry, Evan Mann. Yep. Evan Mann. Yep, my fault.
Chaz Clark will be out there next, about number 1161.
And then we got Matthew Kaufman of Pleasantville.
And that'll be going on mat six. Chaz Clark will be on mat six. So we'll bring you that action live. And here is Chaz Clark. He's on his feet. And he takes his opponent down right at the edge of the mat. And they go off the mat out of bounds. Come back. Chaz is just going to cut him. Makes the score 2-1. Chaz Clark at 220 pounds. Looks like he's wrestling a kid from Wilton as well. Gets in on double leg. Dumps him to his back. That's a 4-1 lead now for Chaz Clark for Pleasantville. Clark from Pleasantville working on the outside now with an arm bar. Now works that arm barred behind the back now, and they go off the mat out of bounds. That's a Bedford kid is who he's wrestling. He's wrestling Chance Stroh from Bedford Lennox, junior. 37 wins against only 2 losses on the season. Chaz Clark, 4 losses coming into this match. And now he's covering Stroh. So Stroh in the down position for Bedford. Chaz Clark from Pleasantville on top. Now Clark with the deep waist ride. He's got the 4-1 lead here in the first period. Now he's working a tilt. Gets a couple of counts, and that's enough for 2 points on a near fall. Chaz Clark extends his lead to 6-1. Very, very technical wrestling here for Chaz Clark. Doing what he can, taking what he gets, and he's got a 6-1 lead with 42 seconds to go. Now he's way out front trying to work a butcher, and I mean way out front. He's got that butcher in, and he is clear out front, going to turn that butcher into near fall points, and there they come. Chaz Clark, textbook butcher. He was forehead to forehead.
He wasn't getting out of that.
No. Chaz Clark got clear out front. He literally was forehead to forehead. Their feet couldn't have been any further apart on that mat while their foreheads were touching. But he had him wrapped up, his arms crossed each other in the butcher, and Chaz Clark gets the pin for Pleasantville at 220.
Got a text coming in here on the text hotline. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys be careful. Not sure what that part of it means, but I understand the first part. Old Eddie Pancrazio.
I think his name's Pancrazio, and you just call him crazy because, like, say Crazio.
Well, it's crazy, but I think officially it's Pancrazio.
Pancrazio.
If I can say it right. All right, we're going to have Matthew Kaufman coming up here, Pleasantville, to kind of wrap out the night, and then we're going to give you a wrap-up, and we'll bring you the team scores here, and we'll talk a little bit about what's going to happen tomorrow. Matthew Kaufman, he's going to be 1167. Joe, he's on mat number 8. Just started there. If you want to bring that action here.
Absolutely. We got Kaufman here on mat 8. And he's got an underhook, and he takes him down, gets behind, and gets a 2-point takedown. He's going to try to go for more here. It's Kaufman from Pleasantville trying to duplicate the success of Chaz Clark. Clark with the pin in the second period. Kaufman now with a side roll. Oh, look at this. He's working the butcher, too. He's working the butcher. He's got him broken down. Good job posting the opposite leg here. And I believe that is Loaiza Muscatine's Gabe Hayes. Yeah, Gabe Hayes from Loaiza Muscatine in the down position, trailing 2-0 over Kaufman from Pleasantville. Now Kaufman tries to break him down. He's got a chicken wing put in there. Oh, yeah, that chicken wing is working. He's working it. He's got plenty of time.
Going to try to run that power half there, Joe.
What's that?
He's going to try to run that power half.
He doesn't need to. He's got it working with the chicken wing. Rolls him right. Oh, rolls right over and rolls into a reversal. Just got too high there. Maybe should have used the power half. He had that chicken wing. Just he went too fast with it, and he got reversed, and then he gets the escape. So that makes the score 3-2. So we'll be in the neutral position as they go off the mat, out of bounds, 48 seconds to go. I really like Kaufman's chances here, though.
On their feet here, Kaufman trying to work a collar tie. Trying to work a 2-on-1 on the left-hand side.
Hey, we want to thank the fine folks at Harold Trailer Sales for helping us bring this Pleasantville match to you. Here is a double leg by Kaufman, and he will get the two-point takedown with 22 seconds left in the first period. Now he leads 5-2. 5-2. Couple of takedowns and an escape for Kaufman and a reversal.
You know, Kaufman was working that top. He just got a little too high and got out of position and got reversed. But
he's got it now.
He's in demand. He's in command of this match right now.
Yeah, he's got 1 second to go, so we'll go to the second period. A three-point lead for Kaufman from Pleasantville. And he really is in command. He just needs to make sure he doesn't make a mistake like we saw Page do down here for Southeast Warren a minute ago. And really, 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 folks, we need to make sure that we get all of our sponsors in. Wow, what a great bunch of sponsors that we have as we're nearing the end of our broadcast day. We've got 8 mats in front of us, and only 6 of them have action going on them. So just 6 matches ongoing right now, and we're bringing you the Matthew Kaufman from Pleasantville match. And right now we're off the mat, out of bounds, to start this second period with a 5-2 advantage for Kaufman. He's in the down position to start. He just did a little run out, got off the mat. He's set at the center of the mat again now. He's covered by Hayes from Loaiza Muscatine, and he just hits a quick stand-up and gets out, makes the score 6-3. Oh, and now Hayes with a toss try, and a good job just falling on him by Kaufman. Those 3 points make the score 8-2, and we got blood timeout here. Let's have some Foreigner. Let's have some Ozzy Osbourne. I hope that Tom can bring it to us back at the station, because this is our last blood timeout match opportunity of the day, and we need to get some of that blood timeout music going on here for all of our fans that are listening in on 96.7 KIIC to the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Or maybe I should just sing it.
That'd be better yet.
Well, I'm hot-blooded. Check it. Guitar. If I had a guitar, I probably would have been better. There we go.
There it is. There it is.
All right. We got blood timeout in Wells Fargo, so we are listening to Hot Blooded. And you know that these guys, these super heavyweights, they're hot down there. So any blood that's coming out of them is hot. Look at it, steaming off the mat. Yep, they could use somebody from down there at Penn Central Mall with a mop to clean that up.
And they could probably get some pretty good chemicals from Quality Ag Service if they disinfect it, clean it up.
All right. Hey, we are going to get back to wrestling, though. Kaufman is going to be able to take the mat. And that was a great job, right on the money with our blood timeout. And we are going to be back to live wrestling now. It'll be Matthew Kaufman from Pleasantville. Folks, we are here to entertain and inform. We'll see it, we'll say it, and we'll let you know it. Kaufman with the lead here, 6 points. It's 8-2. He is going to cover his opponent, Gabe Hayes from Loaiza Muscatine. A little run out there by Hayes, and they go off the mat. So we'll restart it at the center of the mat. And there will be a minute and 10 seconds left here in the period. Well, we need to shut that mic off. There we go. Right now, we've got the 8-2 lead for Kaufman. Now, Kaufman works a butcher, Oh, but it's off the mat. Boy, he had him turned over on his back right there, Kevin.
But see, but I don't know why they call that out. Both of his feet are in. Both his feet are in. There's plenty of wrestling room.
What is the new rule with the wrestlers? You see them outside of the circle getting near fall points counted and can actually even get pinned outside of the circle.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
They got to have 2 points, I think, in bounds.
So, yeah, if you have both feet in, you're fine. I think if he has 1 foot in, you have 1 foot in, it's still okay.
Here's a half Nelson for Kaufman.
He's got him on his back here.
He's got him on his back. If he can reverse that half, I think he'll get the pin. He's got 34 seconds. Plenty of time for Kaufman. He's got the half reversed. He's chest to chest. But, man, give this kid from the Wise Muscatine credit. He's bridging, and that's a pretty good bridge for a 285-pound man. And probably there it is, the pin. Yep. Way to go, Kaufman. Last match of the night. The last match being competed here at Wells Fargo Arena. And it's a PIN for Pleasantville. The Trojans get the win. All right.
Good match by him. But to answer your question, Travis, is, yeah, you before, if you had like 50% of your shoulders out, you was not going to get any near fall. Now, as long as your 2 points are in, so as long as I have my feet in and your entire body is out and my front half is out, I can still get near fall on you.
And a pin.
And a pin, correct.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to send it back to the studio for about two quick commercial announcements. We will get it set back up here for you and let you know everything that happened here in 1A, set it up for you, what we're going to be telling you tomorrow, what you're going to be hearing tomorrow. And, Tom, you take it away. We will be back in two quick commercial announcements. We'll give you the team scores in 1A, tell you who's doing well in 2A and 3A, and set it up for tomorrow in just one moment. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Wells Fargo, and we'll wrap it up from Wells Fargo. First day of state wrestling action here in just 1 minute.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. Try the Brew House, Mediterranean White, or the Vegetarian Pizza. Call 932-4085.
Don't get hit by a ton of bricks this tax season. Let Boyle & Henderson help you file your personal or business returns. We offer tax preparation and full-service payroll and bookkeeping services with offices located in Albia and Oskaloosa. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 at Boyle & Henderson to see how they can help you.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtjes Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586.
Welcome back, Wells Fargo Arena, 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championship. Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran, Travis Zappel here. Get a wrap-up for the Class 1A.
We got some great winners. Sigourney Kyoto started it off for us at 106 pounds. Mason Dye got the win at 106. He was joined on the winner's side at 113 pounds by a duo of Southern Iowa wrestlers, Wyatt Dale from Central Decatur and Will Martin from Moravia.
Casey Baker of I-35 was the winner at 120 pounds, along with Zach Wiley of I-35, 138 pounds. And then the Nick Martin match, the Martin boys from Moravia, Mohawks, 145 pounds, and Keaton Bayon of Pekin gets the win in the first round also.
Great match. And rounding out the winners here in the first round, it was Jake Steinledge from I-35, T.J. Durking from Southeast Warren, and Caleb Reeves from Sigourney Kyoto at 220 pounds winds out your front side winners. Those guys are on the championship side. They can still get the championship here at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Yeah, we were trying to follow 23 wrestlers here in the Class 1A, and 10 of those 23 won on the front side. We had 13 on the back side. We didn't fare quite as well on the back side. We had a lot of guys kind of go the two and out, but a lot of them first time here, a lot of teams that we haven't called before. A lot of good experience.
Gordon
won one. A lot of guys, example, Chaz Clark, man, just had tough matches against tough opponents. So Jackson Cobb at 106 from Gordon, he's going to be done. Trenton Terrell from Wayne, he's going to be done. Tay Van Dyne also of Wayne of Corden, he's done. Zach Hammes of Pekin, all done. But at 138, Drake Harbison had a great match from Pekin. He's going to be advancing on until tomorrow. Ethan Elliott of I-35. Alec Henderson wrestled a good match there, too, in the end, but fell a little bit short and ended up getting pinned there right in the end, 152 pounds. Luke Jones from Central Decatur had a nice win, along with Caden Baker that you called of Pekin. Colby Page is another one that I thought, man, he had it.
I look at today's matches, and I'm trying to think of the highlight, and the Page match would probably be on the other end. You know, a match that you thought that right. We were in, we're going to win, and a surprise pin, and
this would have been the highlight if we was on the other side of it.
That's exactly right.
Mason Jewell from Pekin ends his campaign. Evan Mann from Pleasantville. Chaz Clark from Pleasantville. But Matthew Kaufman right here in the end dominated his match. Only a freshman.
Yep. Zach Hammes had a great showing for the Pekin Panthers. I think Al Chapman is going to be bringing a lot of those guys back. I don't think any of those guys are seniors up here for Pekin this year. So,
but your team scores, Class 1A rounding out. Gilbertville Don Bosco leads with 27. Lisbon in second with 23. Denver Tripolo with 18. Woodbury Central Mobile 15. And West Sioux rounds out the top five with 14.
I-35's eight.
I-35's eight. I like to keep track of Underwood because of Joe Stevens, the Centerville native. He is in ninth with 10.5 points. Central Decatur in 18th with 7 points. Sigourney Keota in also in 18th with 7 points.
So we got some chances for top 20, top 10 finishes here for our 1A schools. It's going to be fun tomorrow. We're going to bring it to you tomorrow, folks. The action will start tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We'll be here high above the mats in high fidelity with Session 4. That'll start at 9 o'clock. That's going to be Class 2A and Class 3A quarterfinals. That'll be the championship side. And then they'll have the 2A and 3A consolation matches. And that's kind of a tough round. If you're up there on the championship side, you lose your quarterfinal match. It might be a tough match for you. It might be a sudden victory match or overtime match. And then you got to come back and wrestle somebody that's fresh that just got done winning here tonight. So that's a
tough day.
That's a tough day if you lose tomorrow in the quarterfinals.
Well, you know, tomorrow is all about the medal round. You know, you win tomorrow, you're gonna place here at Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament. You win after that, it's all about how high you place on that podium.
That is right. That is right. Breaking it down today, Kevin, the highlight for you today, which match was it, or which team was it?
Maybe the match for me, first match of the day, Matthew Lewis, 15-1 against number 3 ranked kid who, you know, I thought 41-1 on the year, and he got destroyed. Matthew destroyed him. I mean, really just dominated him. And I talked to the coach a little bit, and they said they were confident they was going to beat him, but I'm not sure if they thought he was going to beat him in that stage there. You know, we had a conversation with a couple guys that helps coach Matthew, the Seabolts, and they said he was on his game, you know. So hopefully, if he can do that for the next 2 days, I don't think anybody's going to stop him. Otherwise, overall, there were some exciting matches. The Langreve match coming back.
That was probably my highlight. That was probably my highlight.
You know, Tyler Langreve down by 2, 15 seconds left to go.
He's down by three.
Does not quit wrestling.
No.
15 seconds left to go. Gets a reversal, gets 3 back points, wins by 2.
That was awesome.
No, otherwise, I'm going to tell you, and it's not necessarily a kid to watch because he's highly ranked, but I'm going to tell you right now, Caleb Reeves, Sigourney Keota. He's my guy to beat in Class 1A, 220 pounds. I don't think anybody's going to beat him.
Well, if Nick Martin wrestles tomorrow the way that he did tonight,
Nick Martin's going
to
be in the finals.
He's got a good chance to be in the finals also. I like his bracket, that side. He's in position to get there. Hey, we've had a ton of fun bringing it to you today, folks. You are listening to live wrestling coverage from 96.7. We got a great bunch of sponsors. Want to thank everybody that has given us this opportunity to bring you these broadcast matches from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth, including People's State Bank, McGriff's of Fremont, New Sharon, and the fine folks at Copeland Auto Body.
Also got to thank Motor Inn in Knoxville, Sheraton Vision Center, Morton Buildings, Eastern Iowa Tire, and Jody McCoy, Hometown Realty.
The Albia Brewing Company, Albia Hy-Vee, Dan and Pat Johnson of Albia, Centerville Produce, Ryan Stober, a big wrestling supporter, Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, and the United County or Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
All right, I want to thank American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, Zapital Spraying Service, Belzer Equipment, Benton Place Apartments, and Bluff Creek Archery, bringing you these broadcasts.
Also got to thank Southern Iowa Technologies, Summers Car Credit, Thurt Funeral Home, William Penn University, and Wirtz's Concrete.
Hey, you said Wirtz's just perfectly. That was very good.
Hey, I'm going to get it before the day's up. But how about Sinclair Tractor? This is the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. But Sinclair Tractor, a great sponsor here, along with Quality Ag, People's State Bank there in Albia, and Penn Central Mall out of Oskaloosa.
Also, Community First Credit Union, and keeping the lights on for you in Albia, the Sheraton Valley Electric, Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, Boyle and Henderson PC, and Double D Repair.
Also, Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville, First Iowa State Bank, GMP Insurance, Harold Trailer Sales, and fine friends at Crazy Metal Art.
We got Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling Company, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon.
I think we got them all.
Did we get Jim and Charlie's there in Albia?
If we did, we need to, because that's your spot for your wintertime brat.
That's right.
That was a poem.
Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to bring you the action all day, Class 2A, Class 3A, and then Class 1A. And the most exciting part of the day, semifinals tomorrow night. Best time of the whole tournament, in my opinion.
Well, we will be here tomorrow morning, bright and early. We'll be bringing you this live wrestling coverage from Wells Fargo Arena. Continuing coverage tomorrow, about 8:45, we'll be on the air. We're going to start the wrestling at 9 o'clock. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. For Kevin Cochran, Travis Zapital, Joe Millage, Russ Oker, we are signing off here from Wells Fargo. Enjoy your evening and enjoy that classic country sound. And also congratulations to the Albia boys basketball team, 53-51 winners tonight. They advance in the playoffs. So good day for Southern Iowa, a good day from Wells Fargo, and a good night from us here. Enjoy it, and we will see you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
And back at the studio, I'm Tom Williamson. Thanks, guys. Great job. A lot of fun listening. And looking forward to the broadcast all day tomorrow, starting with Class 2A at 9 o'clock. Some great wrestling coming up. Here's a look at our weather forecast, and this is brought to you by Royal Plumbing, the place to go for walk-in tubs and showers. Overnight, our low will be around 14 degrees with the wind out of the north-northwest up to 28 miles per hour. It will become blustery. Currently, we still are holding around 8 miles per hour, so not really windy yet, but it's coming. Friday, we'll have sunshine. We'll have a high near 27, but we'll start with the wind chill value as low as 0 because the wind will be out of the north-northwest, gusting up to 26 miles per hour. But by later in the afternoon tomorrow, the wind will switch to just a pretty mild condition, so that will help us out Friday evening. Overnight Friday, our low will be 19, and the wind will be out of the south. Saturday now, there's a 30% chance of snow mixing with rain before ending. We could see snow accumulations less than a half an inch would be likely, and we'll gradually see sunshine on Saturday with a high of 43. And for Sunday, sunshine, sunny skies, a high of 53. It will be windy. And for Washington's birthday, rain in the morning, but a high of 57. 80% chance of rain, and we probably need the moisture. Monday overnight, a chance of rain, then rain, snow, and all snow by morning Monday or by Tuesday morning with a low of 24. Tuesday, 30% chance of snow with a high of 31. And from there, it just gets kind of cooler through the week. But by Thursday, we'll be back on top of the, above average at 39. So that's our forecast. We'll return out of Classic Country on Thunder Country, KIIC. Thanks for tuning in to wrestling. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did and as much as obviously they did in bringing that to you. Age has made no difference.
first taste of Texas. That's Ted Bruce. Hi, I'm Rob. If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You share your birthday with two icons of their time, Jane Seymour and Melissa Manchester. They both turned 67 today. Amber Riley turns 32 today. You may know her from Glee or Dancing with the Stars. And Matt Groening of The Simpsons turned 64 today. He plans a quiet celebration tonight at Moe's Tavern.
Sheraton Valley Electric is committed to providing member customers with safe, reliable, cost-effective, and environmentally responsible electric services. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op values renewable energy sources as important options for meeting our members' energy needs. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albee, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
I've got to say, you better do some talk.